Holiday weekend, highs both Saturday and Sunday in the 50s.
All right. Yeah, the heat going to be bringing it today. 92, yikes, and a south wind gusting to 30. So I'm going to feel like August maybe out there a little later on.
A little bit. Today,
but the fire danger elevated once again, so burning not recommended. 64 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And local.
In our headlines this morning, a service of ESP Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. To reserve your spot on their History, Wine, and Scenic Views tour, log on to espfinancial.com/spirited50 or call 340-9925.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
KVOE News Time, 8:48, Newsmaker 3 time. We have Flint Hills Technical College Culinary Arts Instructor Brianna Best joining us, and I believe we have a couple of students joining us here today as well.
I think we do. Chuck, Jaden Mosley Cannon, Bailey Johnson, Jessica True are with Brianna Best. But first, Brianna, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you.
Well, Brianna, we had the pleasure of reporting a little bit earlier here this week about the Skills USA competition, and the way it sounds is your students did quite well. Thank you very much.
Oh, they did. They did fantastic. So Jaden Mosley took second place in baking and pastries. We had Bailey Johnson, who took gold in culinary arts. And Jessica True participated, and it was wonderful. It was a great experience for all of them.
Well, Jaden, let's start with you. Talk about what you baked up and how your experience was.
I baked cookies, cornbread muffins, bread, apple pie tarts, and then I had to decorate a cake order. I was really nervous throughout the competition because I don't do well with competitions, but I'm happy that I placed.
You sound like you had to bake an awful lot. Was that in different rounds, or did you have to basically put all of that together in essentially one whack for the judges?
It's a 1 4-hour time window to get everything made.
My goodness. So walk us through. Did you wind up having really kind of a – did you have a lot of leeway in what you could bake, or did they basically say, here's what you're baking, here's your 4 hours, go?
Everyone baked the same thing, and it's all about time management and technique and execution.
Understood. Did you feel more comfortable in things as you went?
Yeah, I really had to get used to the kitchen. It was weird baking in a new environment, but I got it flowing.
So, what was the judging criteria then, Jaden? What were you specifically judged on?
Looks, taste, sanitation, like how organized you were, your time management, not just on the food, but how you worked in the kitchen as well.
You mentioned here that this was pretty stressful here, Jaden, but how did your experience already here at Flint Hills Technical College maybe help to calm your nerves and set you at ease?
Well, it helped. It wasn't my first time competing. I also competed in our college's the cut.
Yes, that's right.
A couple of our students compete in a competition similar to the show Chopped.
Yeah. So was it a good experience then?
Oh, yeah, it was great, and I want to do it next year as well.
Well, great.
Good deal. Well, Jaden, congratulations. Second place is nothing to sneeze at. You did really well.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk here with Bailey Johnson. Bailey, first place overall in culinary arts. How did that feel to learn that, yes, you were top honors?
Definitely crazy. I was barely expecting to place third, so first was a little bit of a surprise, but definitely riding that high.
Have to ask, what kind of had you thinking that third was going to be your slot then?
Anxiety, mostly. I'm kind of slow doing normal knife cuts, so... I know I can make good food.
Sure. Did you have a kind of a lengthy list like Jaden had for your offerings?
Oh, yeah. Instead of being told, hey, this is what you're going to make, we basically have to come up off of it, off of the ingredients they can provide and the criteria for the menu. We had to fabricate a whole chicken and then two entrees and an appetizer.
So what did you cook, Bailey?
I made a chicken salad with a little Parmesan twill design on top for the appetizer. And for the first entree, it was a pan-fried chicken with classic pilaf, some green bean almondine, some maple glazed carrots. It's all arranged nice and pretty on a plate. And for the second entree, it was a chicken fricassee with roasted potatoes and sauteed vegetables.
This sounds
good.
Sounds really good. And it also sounds like, I know the Tech College has been big on, teaching students about, different things like timing, obviously, and time management. But flavor profiles sound like they come really handy in with a contest like this.
Oh, definitely. The amount of tasting just for the pilaf I had to do to make it taste right and not just bland was so much.
What do you take away from this contest, Bailey? And then do you have a chance to participate again in this next year?
I think I would participate again. I'm also planning on going to Nationals in a couple months.
Yep.
Okay.
But
so where are the Nationals at?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Nice.
So, Bailey, what'd you get for finishing first?
Basically, just a big old medal.
Big old medal, huh?
Big nothing wrong with that. Bailey, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Let's bring in Jess True, who is also involved. Jess, how did things go for you?
I think pretty well. It was a good learning experience, and I hope to compete next year with it, too.
Was this your first go at the Skills USA contest?
Yes, it was.
Gotcha. So what were you tasked with creating for the judging staff?
I did the same thing as Jaden with the muffins and the cookies, the bread, decorating the cake, and the apple gelats.
How did things go for you? Was it, I'm assuming, pretty stressful at least at the start?
I think it was stressful, but like just getting to work and like do something I loved helped a lot. And I think overall I did pretty good. I think it was a tough decision for the judges.
All right, so are all three of you gearing up now to help out with the Tech College Gala coming up end of this month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of a big deal there, isn't it, Brianna?
It definitely is.
So
but we have a great group of students this year, and we're executing everything efficiently, and everything's very tasty so far. So we're looking forward to this gala.
So far, so what is on the menu, Brianna?
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you asked. So for an appetizer, we're doing a hot brown cheese ball and a pimento cheese ball with a variety of crackers. For the entree, we're doing a cornbread stuffed pork loin with green beans, almondine, and wild rice with dried cherries and walnuts. I think pecans or walnuts. Sorry. We've got a lot of nuts in this entree. And then for dessert, we're doing a bourbon walnut derby pie, and it's quite delicious. We actually just finished about 520 of them yesterday.
Oof, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Come for the gala, stay for the food.
Well, that is a big part of the gala every year is the work of the outstanding culinary arts department at Flint Hills Tech College. Well, Jaden, Bailey, Jessica, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Great job with us today.
Thank you.
Brianna, thanks. Good to talk to you.
You too.
All right.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Yeah, Brianna Bess, instructor out at the Tech College Culinary Arts Department. Huge success with their competition they just finished up with.
Yeah, Skills USA, congratulations to the students for well done report.